From the Cumberland Gap to the Atlantic Ocean, this is Virginia Water Radio for the week of September 8th, 2014. This week, we start with a series of mystery sounds about power, fuel, and a high-placed sphere of influence on water. Have a listen for about 25 seconds and see if you can guess that sphere. And here's a hint. You'll get the answer if you look in the right shed. If you guessed the atmosphere, you're right. And if you knew that the hint referred to an airshed rather than the possibly more familiar term watershed, you might be an expert on the connections between air and water quality. Every water body, just like any place on the Earth's surface, is part of an airshed, the area from which the point receives airborne materials. Within airsheds, electric power generation and forms of transportation that burn fossil fuels are two major sources of air pollutants. Transported possibly hundreds of miles as gases or small particles, some air pollutants can become water pollutants when they reach the Earth's surface through a complicated set of processes called atmospheric deposition. For example, acid rain refers to the deposition of materials that can make water or soils more acidic. Four key kinds of airborne water pollutants are nitrogen compounds, sulfur dioxide, mercury, and ground-level ozone. Collectively, their impacts include excessive nutrients, acidification, and toxic effects. Another major group of air pollutants are carbon dioxide and other gases implicated in global warming and climate changes. For one indication of how widespread are air pollutants' impacts on water, consider our national parks. In April 2014, for example, the U.S. Geological Survey and the National Park Service reported finding mercury in fish in 21 western parks. Closer to the Old Dominion, in 2013, the Park Service reported that airborne nitrogen and sulfur were of significant concern in at least 11 Virginia Park Service units, and ozone was a problem in 9 units. These include Shenandoah National Park and the Blue Ridge Parkway, where, as a Park Service's website states, winds bring the pollutants, and mountains concentrate them. Air pollution is, of course, a major human health issue. Even so, when you hear NOAA Weather Radio or other sources state that on a given day,
the primary pollutants are particles,
or
the primary pollutant is ozone,
keep in mind that water bodies, like human bodies, exist not only in watersheds, but also in airsheds. For other water sounds and music, and for more Virginia Water information, visit our website at virginiawaterradio.org or call us at 540-231-5463. From the Virginia Water Resources Research Center in Blacksburg, I'm Alan Raflow, thanking you for listening and wishing you health, wisdom, and good water.